Madam Chair, members of the committee, the next bill we would like to discuss with your permission is House Bill 1303. And then you won't have to listen to me anymore because the Health Department will address 1304. If I may proceed, Madam Chair.
Please.
Thank you. I'll give you my short version of House Bill 1303, which was significantly amended on the House side. In House Bill 1303, what we attempted to do was look at the governor's emergency powers and add either an act of war or an act of terrorism when the governor could utilize his emergency powers. With regards to these powers, we were adding the ability to secure non-medical supplies and resources, and which, for example, would be food, drinking water. We discussed porta-potties, trash disposal, those kinds of things. In existing statute, we're already equipment and facilities, and so we added the non-medical supplies and resources. We also included the ability for a governor to secure pharmaceutical agents and medical supplies so that we can get into a community, for example, if there was a smallpox outbreak, and get the antibiotics, the vaccines, or whatever was necessary to treat the victims of a terrorist attack, and then also to be able to control the borders of a community or our own state. And we're currently having discussions with Wyoming, Iowa, North Dakota, Minnesota, about how we would handle this in case of, let's say, a smallpox biological attack in Sioux City. How do we handle that? Obviously, you quarantine those folks, and, you know, do we have to have guards at the border? All those kinds of issues that, again, we've never had to think about, but we have to think about now. It also allows for the governor to bring in out-of-state healthcare providers so that they don't have to be licensed in South Dakota, and we can utilize their skills and abilities to help us control a potentially terrible situation. One of the most unpleasant parts of this is that it provides authority for the examination and safe disposal of dead bodies. And we have specific statutes that address how we need to deal with a person who has died. In instances such as a weird biological attack, we don't have facilities in South Dakota where we could potentially do autopsies and those types of things. We may have to dispose of the bodies in a different way, and so we're asking for that authority for a governor. It also includes authority to protect, construct, or repair transportation facilities, such as an airport, bus depots. For example, if there was an attack on Rapid City and the runways were bombed, and we needed to get that up and running right away for the sake of the state and the citizens of that community, we would have the right to go in and go ahead and get the airport in shape. We had another part in there that gave the governor broader authorities. Concerns were expressed on the House side, and so we took that particular section out. In discussions with Representative Olson and some other legislators on the House side, they wanted to make sure that we indicated that a governor could not come in and take somebody's personal finances or a company's finances, and so we made sure that we put that amendment in on the House side as well to reassure people. The only real opposition we've had to this bill, to be up front with the committee, is from certain gun owners' rights, one particular group, and the Constitution. Nothing in this, the governor could not act in any way that is prohibited by the Constitution. It is very strictly stated in the South Dakota Constitution and the United States Constitution that the right to bear arms is our right, and that cannot be violated. And so we would ask, we think this is really important, and we would ask that that the committee pass to the Senate floor House Bill 1303, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there questions, Senator Whiting?
Deb, shouldn't we have a time element here? I mean, is this power just, once there's an emergency, does the power go on and on and on? I mean, what brings it to an end? Should it be renewed periodically? What terminates it in the end?
That's a good question. I think we know when it's over, but I don't know.
I guess, not that I have a perfect not that I have a perfect answer, Senator, but I can only tell you that up until this point, there's never been any termination provisions, obviously, in existing law. You may bring up a good point, although I think we probably know when the emergency is over. But you raise a good point. I guess my only response is there's never been any type of mechanism in the 100-odd years that we've been in existence.
But if I might, but the acts here are much broader. I mean, that's why you're bringing the bill. And I think, you know, it could be argued down the road, hey, wait a minute. You know, this emergency is gone. I mean, it's something we may want to consider in the future.
Mm-hmm. And we did look, and you know this, Senator Whiting, better than I do, but that if somebody has a concern, they can immediately go into the Supreme Court or the Circuit Court and get a writ of prohibition.
Well, I recognize that, but I don't think that's something we'd want to have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a thought, and I'm wondering if you've thought about this, but when you look down particularly at 7, 8, do you need any rulemaking abilities, or would it be better to have rulemaking ability put in here so that some people were aware of what you were looking at, to provide them some kind of advance notice on what some of the things may come up in the future? For instance, you know, disposal of a dead body, that can be quite an issue. I mean, there's a lot of ways to dispose of a dead body. And, you know, this is pretty much wide open now, even in relationship to other statutes or something, to give people some comfort in this area.
I think that in rulemaking, by giving rulemaking authority, I guess I don't have any problem with that, but I think, Senator Simmons, what we've discovered, and they've discovered in New York certainly, is that we couldn't come up with all the possible scenarios that may exist. And so if you're in a crisis situation, like they have been in New York City, and we don't have it in statute, or we haven't thought of it to put it in rule, then are we prevented from acting? And so I think we would have we always like rulemaking authority, but I think we would hesitate on that. We tried to come up with a laundry list of every possible scenario, and we just realized it's impossible. It is absolutely impossible. When I went to Ground Zero a few months ago, I couldn't even imagine some of the things that those folks were dealing with and continue to deal with. And I don't know if we could address them either in statute or rule. So that would be my only concern, I think.
Well, I think too, Senator Simmons, if I had lost a family member, you know, my daughter, one of my children to smallpox, I'd be in such a state of grief. I don't think, I think to encompass the broad danger for the rest of the population would be hard to deal with at that particular point in time. Senator Burroughs, I'm sorry. I thought you had a question. Are there any questions of the committee? Thank you very much. Are there other proponents to House Bill 1303? Other proponents? Are there opponents to House Bill 1303? Are there opponents to House Bill 1303? Seeing none, we'll close for committee action and discussion. Senator Simmons?
I guess I would just make one point relative to the question I asked about rulemaking, if I could. In effect, we are giving rulemaking authority. Any rule can go under this, in effect. The way I read it, I mean, you make the decision at the moment you need to make a decision, and that flies. So that's why I asked the question.
Madam Chair, I would move House Bill 1303 do pass.
Is there moved by Senator Brown, seconded by Senator Dugard, do pass on House Bill 1303. Is there further committee discussion? Hearing none, the Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of House Bill 1303 will say aye. All those opposed will say nay.
Senator Burroughs?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Yeas 9, nays 9.
House Bill 1303 has received a unanimous vote and will travel to the floor on a do pass motion.